Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
I tell him, even, if you come at me after 10 p.m., it's just not going to happen.
And she's not wrong. It's and, like 10:05, and I'm like...
Yeah, he'll come up at like 10:05. I'm like, bro, what about by 10 p.m., don't you understand? I don't know what you don't get.
I don't know what you would. Why 5 minutes?
My body shuts down. Minutes? No, it's
why 9:58.
No, it's like the restaurant. The restaurant's closing. We're already shutting down at 9:50. But like, if a customer comes in at 9:55, like, okay, we'll take their order and like we'll get it done. But you can't
you make
come.
It sound like we have sex for 60 seconds. After- Hello and welcome to the Shit They Do Not Tell You What About podcast.
Hello, welcome back to Shit They Don't Tell You. I'm Nikki Limo.
And my name is the Iceman, aka the Crypto King, aka Steve Green. And today, and sometimes I'm known as Mr. Green.
Ugh.
And my wife is Mrs. Green.
Sometimes
and
that, I'm known as that.
That is due to marriage.
It is due to marriage.
And 6 years ago this month, we joined in holy matrimony. Some would say unholy. Right, Uncle Bob? No, he would love that joke.
Yeah. He's dead.
He's dead. He's
well, we
very
both
dead.
Have an Uncle Bob. One of them is deceased.
Mine is dead.
Mine is not dead, but he doesn't have a right hand.
A hand, yeah, he doesn't have a hand.
So he's missing a hand.
And I remember when Nikki didn't tell me that, and I was
I don't think about it.
How come he didn't tell me
he's
guy
doesn't have
a hand?
He's never had a hand. He's
so
never.
The whole time when I'm meeting the guy, I'm like,
I didn't even what cross, happened? It didn't cross my mind that anything was even.
I'm like, what happened to his hand?
He'll tell you a different story depending on his mood.
He's a very funny guy about it. Yeah.
But don't name your kid Uncle Bob.
Don't name your kid Uncle Bob. such good advice. Thank wow. You. Already off to the good advice.
Thank you.
So today, indeed, we are talking. It is our, what? How many years have we been doing this show?
Five years. And we've been married for 6.
And we have been doing this particular marriage survey the entire time.
Because we thought that it was, because it was our first or 1 year anniversary happened during this show.
Yes.
And we thought that would make a good episode to do a 1 year check-in.
Exactly.
And then it became an every year check-in.
It's a tradition.
It's a tradition now.
And so today is indeed that episode.
Yes.
And so we are, if you're indeed. New to the show, we do a marriage survey. I recommend this, you know, if you're in a relationship, if you're married, whatever it is, mm-hmm. it's great to have like
Even a parent to kid probably would be.
Absolutely. Yeah. But it's great to have like a mindful moment of like, hey, we're connecting and we're going to just open the discussion about like.
Yeah. How air your grievances.
Exactly. Like, how are we doing?
Do we want to renew?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. So.
Do we want to renegotiate?
Yeah. And maybe we do. So yeah. We're going to find out today. But yeah, it has been 10 years of relationship and 6 years of marriage.
Yes.
As of this month.
Yes. A decade of being together.
Insane.
Crazy.
Remember it like it was yesterday.
Me too. Also, and also can't picture you not.
Don't remember life without you.
Same.
Bizarre to even think about.
It really is. I can't explain it.
It's very weird. Okay, so let's just kick it right off, okay?
Kick it right off.
This is our marriage survey, and feel free to follow along if you with yours.
Yeah. Think about how you would rate your partner, I guess.
Exactly. So the first question, let's start with a banger.
Okay, can't wait.
And you're going to rate these out of 9.
9?
Because there are no 10s.
Oh, true. Except for, that was your opening to be like, except for you, baby.
No, but I don't think that.
Good.
You just handed that to me.
Yeah. Like I need to clarify.
Okay, but Mark, can you make sure that everyone knows that I do not think that? Thank you. Thank you, Mark. Little show note.
He doesn't.
Little show note right there.
9.9. Okay. For sure.
So, first question is, so rating it 1 through 9, I share deeply personal information about myself with my spouse.
Yeah, I don't think there's anything I haven't, except for what you don't want me to share.
What are you talking about?
Well, like, you know, like bathroom activities. So that's deeply personal and
that's
I don't.
A semblance of mystery.
Right. So, like.
And by the way, we do have that.
We do.
Which is a miracle.
Mystery, yes.
It's a miracle.
Yeah, it is. I mean.
Because if you have enough bathrooms in your house, you really aren't going to know what the hell is going on.
That's true. Especially having on different floors, which have for the past, since we lived in the condo, so 2018, so 5 years.
Yeah, 5 years.
Of like.
Completely
separate bathrooms. Like not even the same on different floor. Floors.
Jesus.
Yeah, it's been great. Our first place together, we had to share a bathroom, and it was honestly the worst. I honestly built so much resentment because of that.
Yeah, and same to you.
I'd have to be so bad, and he spends so long, like, after the showers, like, doing God knows what. I have no idea.
I was shaving.
Sure.
The most meticulous activity I could have done because I had to try to avoid ingrown hair.
Ingrown hairs, yeah.
Which is why I just let it grow out now because I just fucking gave up.
Yeah, but I would imagine I have to be so fucking bad, and... won't get out of the bathroom. And we're just new to dating, and I don't want to be like, what the fuck are you doing in there? Get out. Like, God, I have to pee so fucking bad.
That's very fair. Also,
I almost peed in the sink once because I was going to be really so funny. Fucking bad.
I peed in the sink in Norway.
Yeah.
Because we were at a hostel. And like I was like, dude, the bathroom's been occupied forever. I have to go to the bathroom. I don't know what the hell else to do.
Yeah.
Also, though, in that era, I remember I was suffering from acne stuff, and I would try to like, because we were going somewhere or something.
Yeah.
So I was like putting like pigmentation shit on my skin. It was like a whole fucking
thing. There was a lot of things. I'm just saying like in the beginning, I had to vent to my mom that you took a lot of time in the bathroom and I don't know what you do in there.
It was mostly that.
Because it wasn't shitting. Like it was like he wasn't doing bathroom activities.
Correct.
Anyway.
Yeah. So 9. Is it a 9 from you?
Yeah.
The 9 for me. The only thing I would say that's deeply personal that I don't check in with you. Yeah, but then I kind of do sometimes. I'm like, baby, my stomach is rickety rocking today.
Yeah, so like it has to be like bodily functions.
Yeah, but we kind of talk around it anyway.
Yeah.
We have our own second hand with that.
Well, it's because we can't have sex.
Correct.
When you have a tummy ache.
If I'm having a tummy thing.
If he's having a tummy ache.
Yeah. Yeah.
His little tummy is hurting.
Shut the fuck up.
And we can't have sex.
Well, same to you, pal.
My tummy doesn't really hurt.
Your tummy doesn't hurt, but you're like, if you're like, I'm like tired.
That tired is probably my biggest one.
Yeah.
Because I tell him even, if you come at me after 10 p.m., it's just not going to happen.
And she's not wrong. It's like 10:05 and I'm like.
Yeah, he'll come up at like 10:05. I'm like, bro, what about by 10 p.m., don't you understand? I don't know what you don't get.
I don't know what why 5 minutes?
My body shuts down. Minutes? No, it's
why 9:58?
No, it's like the restaurant. The restaurant's closing. We're already shutting down at 9:50. But like, if a customer comes in at 9:55, like, okay, we'll take their order and like we'll get it done. But you can't
you make it sound like we have sex for 60 seconds. After,
you can't come in the restaurant after it closes. The shit is down. The kitchen's closed.
Look, for whatever reason, Nikki has this mental block.
It's not a mental block. I just really get tired around like 10 p.m. if I'm at home. If I'm stimulated, I'm out and about, then I won't shut down. But like,
but you're not stimulated with me, so.
Well, no, because you're just on your computer the whole time. And I'm like, hey, when you're ready to hang.
So are you, pal.
But I'm like, when you're ready to hang. And he's like, all right, I'll be there before 10. Hey, 10:05.
Yeah. And you know what my thing is with her? Is I'll be like, I'll come in and I'll be like, hey. And she's like, what's, yeah, so in the middle of a million things, what the fuck? Don't even say hi.
That's not what I say.
That's a fact.
I literally just look at him and he perceives that.
That's true. That's absolutely a fact. This woman, I tell you what, you just never know what you're going to get with this chick. And
that's
I
true.
Honestly enjoy it. I don't know what else to say. I'm a sadist.
He likes magic eight balls. And you just
I
do. Don't know.
I like to shake
could
it up.
Could be a good one, could be a bad
see
one.
See what happens. Tomorrow's another day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, next survey question. We're both nines on that one. I find myself thinking about my spouse during the day.
Yeah.
One through nine, Lima.
7.
That's higher than I thought you were going to say.
Well, so. Maybe I lied. I don't know.
Because you're singularly focused. So like if you're doing a thing, you're not thinking about me at all.
Yeah, that's true. It's like maybe 6. Well, I will say you come up a lot because things remind me of you all the time.
Yeah. I'm just saying, let's get accurate though.
Yeah. I mean, I guess 6.
I think that's accurate.
Yeah.
I think that's accurate.
I don't really think of anyone at all when I'm doing things because I'm like, I'm either doing poker or I'm editing or like trying to figure out something and I'm vlogging or some, I don't know, or I'm having an existential crisis. But I'm not thinking about anyone.
So it's a Tuesday.
Yeah.
For me, yeah, it's one of those things where I guess it's just a reflex because I think about you all the time. But for me, it's like, okay, like it's almost like I wake up and I'm like, okay, is Nikki hungry?
Yeah.
Because then I can take care of that, right? Or then like if it's later in the day, I'm like, is Nikki hungry? Can I take care of that? Or like, do we... You know, there's probably a couple things that need to get done today. Like today I cleaned out your jacuzzi tub.
Yeah.
Because you've been bitching about your back.
Yeah, I'm like, I haven't been able to sleep very well.
Yeah, and if we got the jacuzzi, I call it a tub, it's inflatable.
Yeah, our inflatable jacuzzi.
If we get our inflatable jacuzzi back up and running, that's probably going to help her
it's
back
situation.
It's the
best sleep that I ever have is like when that thing is running.
Yeah, and then when I'm, you know, when we're in bed and like it's like 3 a.m, I can feel you like turning and twisting because
yeah,
your back sucks.
Yeah, it's been bad lately.
Yeah, so I'm like... Oh, I really got to get on this tomorrow. So then I did it today.
Yeah, that's nice.
But then like, you know, it's not done mm-hmm. per se. I cleaned it out, but now it needs to be filled up and like mm-hmm. treated to. So you have to do that part, but yeah. You couldn't do it today.
Yeah.
But all I mean just by this diatribe is like, I think about you, like you're like my responsibility, I feel like.
Yeah, I'm your dependent.
Yeah, you're my dependent. And I just try to, but it's like so reflexive. Like I don't even think about it. Like it's how my brother describes his kids.
Yeah.
Where he's just like, I wake up and like, I know that my kids need to eat, so I make them food. Well, I'm making food. And I just, it's exactly like that.
You
for
like
you.
Anticipate needs. Oh, that Jack wanted to hide behind there.
Whoa.
Yeah. You anticipate needs.
I try to anticipate needs. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, mine's more schedule oriented, if like in that sense.
Yeah.
Where like, I'm like, okay, Steve and I, what do we need to do today? Well, we need to, you know, record the podcast. So what's he doing today? When can we record mm-hmm. it? Like, I need to check in with him. Usually he's still asleep when I wake up, so I'm like, okay, this is what I need to ask him when he wakes up, like that kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
I'll remind him that we need to buy toilet paper or whatever
exactly.
it is. And then, like, obviously, if a picture or a funny meme comes up or like a video it's that the reminds, then I send them to you.
Anything monkey related, she sends to me immediately.
Yeah.
Not even a question about it.
Yeah,
it just goes right to the top of my phone.
Like anything Steve related, it's gonna go to him. Or like if something happens and I need to vent about it, he's my best friend, so like you're my go to. Like I think about who can I vent to is
or,
you.
Yeah, or even like if you're like, hey, I want to send this text, but I want to make sure it doesn't sound a weird.
Yeah,
way.
Yeah, exactly. Like I feel like you're my go to for any and all things.
Yeah, same.
But if I'm like playing poker, I'm not thinking about Steve. I'm thinking about board textures and stuff.
Which is good.
Yeah. And like if I'm on YouTube, I'm like watching YouTube videos. Like it's, I don't think about.
You're not watching my YouTube videos?
No, you don't post on YouTube anymore.
I'm on JK. Just kidding. News. Just kidding.
Those aren't your videos.
They're my. They're. They feel like they're mine.
Well, they're not.
Yeah, I would say. So you gave me. You gave 6 out of 10 for that.
Yeah. I mean, honestly,
I would say 8.
That's see, I don't know.
Because it makes me look way better.
On some days, like it is 8, but most days I'd say probably 6.
I'll give myself a 7 here.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, it's really just because
when you're on your computer, like looking at crypto, all kinds of stuff, like you're not thinking about me.
You're why I do it.
Okay. That's fair, but you're not thinking about me while you're doing it.
I have a picture of you in the top screen on my dual monitors while I'm doing it, so I can make sure I'm doing it for you. I'm fucking kidding. Holy shit, I'm not that much of a simp.
I have a picture of Steve in the top screen, and I yell at it. Like, hey, you fucker. Just kidding.
I think we're both probably 7s.
Fine. Move on.
But you said 6, so I look better.
No one cares anymore.
Because of my commitment to my spouse, I would not let others come between us out of 9.
What? That's a dumb one. Remove that one?
Yeah, I'll remove it from next year.
That's a stupid one.
I'll remove it next year.
I want to rate it 0 just because it's so fucking stupid.
That's really stupid. Okay, we'll just move on to
that question got in between us just now.
Yeah, I agree. That was a really dumb one. I receive considerate emotional support from my spouse out of 9.
9.
Yeah, I would say 9 because I don't need it.
But I'm there if you need it.
You're there if I need it. Yeah. Yeah. You've been there every time where there's like a landmark moment where I'm like, I need Nikki, you're there. So no question 9. But I really don't need it.
Yeah.
But you get a lot from me.
It's true.
I'm an ATM machine for that. Mm-hmm. And Nikki's fucking constantly coming and pulling cash out.
Yeah, yeah.
For sure.
Yeah, but he's like an ATM machine that loads like.
Yeah, like giving the money away.
Yeah.
I'm
like, this ATM machine's dope.
You know what it is? I don't like puzzles in like games or anything like that, but I like real life puzzles, like emotional puzzles. I really do enjoy that.
Well, you are really good at empathy, you know?
Yeah,
you
are, well, thanks to my mother.
You can feel things like it's not like you actually like can listen, which is rare. Like I feel like most partners that I've had, like you go to them and they want to give advice and you do that. You've done that before and we've squashed that.
Yeah, we stamped it
like, cause it's like, do you want advice or do you want, empathy or like a hug?
Yeah.
You know, most
I'm
of the
not,
time I just want
I'm
a
not
hug.
Robotic like that though.
Yeah.
But but we did stamp that out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So 9.
Boom. Yeah. Agreed. My relationship with my spouse is very romantic.
This past year?
Yeah.
I gave it okay. I feel like I'm rating this low because I was going to give it a 6 because I've gotten spoilt in the past.
Yeah.
I feel like other years have been way more romantic, but it's not like your fault.
Yeah.
Like we're both been like really busy.
Yeah.
But also I just know, like I know our level of romance.
Yes.
And the past year has been, we haven't done that. Like we haven't done as many date nights.
No, God, no.
We haven't like gone on a romantic vacation like we normally do. We did go to Mexico, but it was like a group.
It was not a romantic vacation.
It wasn't like a romantic vacation.
No. It was fun.
Yeah.
It was
but
not a romantic vacation.
Yeah, we didn't have as much romance this past year.
I agree. Yeah. I would
overall, like over the whole marriage, I'd rate it at 9.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah.
No, we had a drop off year, I would say. And
it was our first year in Vegas.
Yeah,
we were settling in. A lot of new shit was happening all over the place.
Shitloads of new shit was happening. And you're, first of all, I've never in my time with you had you have a nighttime schedule.
Yeah.
That's never happened
I know,
before.
Bizarre. Like we were both trying to figure that one out.
So it's bizarre.
Yeah.
Usually, like Nikki's saying earlier, like she's in bed. You can ask our friends Chad and V, like Nikki passes out on their fucking couch at 9:30 at night sometimes.
That's what I'm saying. I have a bedtime.
But it's the weirdest shit though, because it's like, then you're doing poker and like till 2 a.m.
Yeah, well, they put crack in those vents.
They do.
Because every time you go to Vegas and those of you who have been to Vegas, you know this. Like, you go to this casino and you're out till like wee hours of the morning. You didn't even realize it because they put they pump those vents full of oxygen and crack cocaine.
Crack cocaine, 100%.
And so I don't get tired in the casino. I don't recall ever getting tired.
But I don't really get tired ever anyway. But okay, let me put it like this.
Yeah,
I would say that there are things like in this last year due to growth.
Yeah,
that we kind of because we're so good.
Yeah,
we kind of just said, you know what, we'll do date nights later.
Yeah.
Because we got to do
this
shit first.
We'll override our own rule.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was really just about growth
mm-hmm.
and like the need to do these things in order to grow
mm-hmm.
and like sacrificing for growth.
Like if this was like, are you unsatisfied or satisfied? It's not like I'm unsatisfied.
Yeah.
It was just that like there was a lower level of romance than other years.
I agree with you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mostly because we kind of. You know, took date nights off.
Yeah, yeah. And it was like, but it was for the greater good.
Like, yeah, because we're like building, it's weird, folks, because we're building like friendships with people like in the city.
Yeah.
And then we'll go out like as couples.
Yeah.
But that's not a date night.
Yeah.
Like it's like a half date
night. It's like
night
fun.
It's fun.
And we both have fun, but it's not
the
like,
same connectivity.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And I think we both were open to that, like yeah. to like having new experiences and like not being so
we moved to a new place
stickler
and we
to the
wanted
rules.
Friends.
Yeah.
And we are building new relationships with people. So we were very open to that. But yeah, I would say we didn't prioritize our relationship as much.
Yeah.
But because we're so secure
in
it.
We're so strong that we were both like.
We're like, fuck it.
Yeah, it wasn't a big deal.
It's not like we don't get those moments. They're just more fleeting than they usually were.
Yes. And like our date nights this past year were like, we stay at home and watch Survivor because we're both yeah. just exhausted.
Exactly.
Like, I didn't want to go out to the strip to go to a date night. I wanted to just stay home and have a night in.
Exactly. It's weird how that works.
Yeah. But we've always been on the same page, which was cool.
Yeah.
The entire time.
It's, like, I was just telling the JK boys this. I was like, man, our shorthand is like out of control.
Yeah.
Like, the way that you and I can communicate with each other, like even the kitty litter argument we had the other night.
Yeah.
Like, which I was telling them about.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, it is just, like, it lasted for, like, 9 minutes max.
Yeah, we don't.
We just, like, and I was, like, screaming at this stupid bitch is what I was saying in the video. I was, like, I was screaming at this stupid bitch and I'm, you know, I'm telling her what a stupid ass bitch she is and stuff. And then, like, she's just, like, you know, she knows where she's coming from. I know where I'm coming from. And then once we both saw, because we're both rooting for each other, where yeah. we were both coming from. It was like, oh, okay, I get it.
Yeah, you mean this, I mean this. Okay, I'm sorry, yeah. I'm sorry. Okay, I'm sorry. And then we hug.
And we're done.
Yeah.
And it was done.
Yeah.
It's not like the next day, it was like, oh, we're still weird. No, we're done. It
yeah.
was done.
Yeah.
It's like, release the dove into the air, it's over.
And I think that level of like also trust with your spouse that like you've done this so many times that
yeah.
like the resolutions that it's like, our conflict resolution language
off
is
the charts.
So pure. It's just, I wish it upon everybody, but it's all honestly everything we've always said on this podcast of how to navigate that. We did a whole episode on conflict resolution
yeah.
because I do think that after listening to a lot of our married couple friends, this is the one area that if they just improved on that area, their relationships could be magical.
If they were just rooting for each other and the arguments
yeah.
instead of for their own points of view.
Yeah.
That is one of the biggest things I wish people could understand. But it's so hard to teach people.
Yeah. And you don't realize that resentment builds that way.
Yes.
When the more you just bury things and bury things and bury things, like you start to resent the person that you're with.
Yes.
So having really good conflict resolution where it's really just fucking done.
Yeah.
Like it's done after 10 minutes tops. Like you understand each other. You're happy. You're like both like, yay, we understand each other.
Yeah.
You know, you're like excited.
Like I have 0.0 resentment towards Nikki.
Yeah. Same.
It's like insane.
Same.
But that's, and how many people can say that, right? That's so key.
Yeah.
I wish people could get there. I really do.
It's because it's something I'm so glad that we started doing in the very, very, very beginning of our relationship. And it wasn't really perfected for like years, like 5-6 years, I would say. Like we've been together for 10 years. I would say year 5-6 is when it like got, it was like
we
really are
in.
Like our.
Yeah. Yeah.
That first year with the arrow pulling was the start of it.
Yeah.
And then like we locked in.
It's like getting fluent in a language.
Yeah.
Like we just like we're both masters of this language now,
mm-hmm.
which is like insane.
And it's just really just something they should teach you in school. It's some shit they don't tell you
yeah.
that I think if they did more in a personal relationship type of
conflict resolution.
Courses, like conflict resolution and how to talk to people and have discourse without like it becoming a heated argument. How to like listen to people, actively engage, like use I statements and, you know, you can disagree and still be cordial. Like, I think so much of this heatedness in the world wouldn't exist if people just knew how to talk to each other.
I used to think that it was because I grew up in a big family that like you could disagree and still be cordial because like I had to.
Uh-huh.
And anytime I had an issue with my brothers or my sister, my parents were always like, that's your brother. Those are your brothers and sister. They're going to be with you for the rest of your life. You guys have to make it work. And it just was like, oh, well, we have to make it work.
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? But like you got the same lesson and you're in a much smaller
just
family.
One brother, yeah.
Yeah. So it's just really about who's teaching you.
Yeah. Yeah. But even then, you know, I think they did a good job teaching me that with my siblings, but they didn't, like in a relationship, I still had a lot of issues. Like, I don't know anyone else who didn't have those issues. So it seemed normal.
Right.
But I think if there was one thing that I wish people knew from the very beginning was how to, like, do conflict resolution without resenting your partner. Like, really understand them and root for them and be on the same team and don't be on opposite teams.
And you got to know yourself a little bit. So, like, for as much as people love to compliment me for my emotional IQ and bullshit like that, I was a dumb fuck the first year. But it's that I know that that makes me better. Yeah, right. Being aware that when you were dumb fuck, you go, oh shit, you wake up the next day, you go, I was a dumb fuck.
Mm-hmm.
But like not being able to do that is a huge problem when people have it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, and we're both pretty stubborn. So the fact that we can like both be like, how can I help my significant other better?
It's also like, you know, your stubbornness, while it has driven me wild over the years, it's also one of the things about you that tickles me the most. And like, I don't know, I just love how stubborn you are in a weird way.
Same.
Is that weird?
No. I think in a way, it's because we both understand the stubbornness. And that
so well.
Has also helped us get achieve goals, like get to places, navigate the world. Like
when people tell you suck at something, you're like, I'm too stubborn to fucking know.
Yeah, exactly. I'm not going to believe you. if I want to go this way and the entire world is saying that's a stupid move, I'm still going this way. Sorry.
Like, exactly, bro.
Because I'm fucking stubborn and it's paid off for us.
Yep.
So those little defects can also be strengths. And I think we recognize that in each other.
We really do. Okay, the next one is, I expect my love for my spouse to last for the rest of my life. Easy 9.
Easy 9.
I would say 10 for that, for me, honestly.
Yeah, why the fuck did you only put 9? Because I want to rate a lot of these 10.
Well, it's, you know, look, there is a complacency with 10s. There's a complacency that comes with 10s.
Because it's easy to give them away.
Well, no, but like, if I give you a 10 right now.
Then I don't have to work on anything.
Yeah.
Good.
And you shouldn't have to.
No, but like, I mean, do I think that, what was the question? You're going to love me for the rest of your life?
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucking easy.
I know.
Like an easy 10.
That's so easy. I agree.
Slam
that's
dunk easy 10.
Dunk 10 for sure. 100%. Yeah, this next one's a gimme too. I communicate well with my spouse.
Yeah.
We really haven't had any drop off there. Just the biggest thing was we sacrificed date nights to grow socially this past year.
Yeah.
And we are going to fix it. We've already talked about that.
I mean, I guess like, I did mention, but even communicating about having a lack of communication is still good communication.
Yeah.
Because the other day, like, I got a little upset because it was like a couple things in a row where Steve said he'd help me out with like the dishes or kitty litter or whatever. And it had gone he kept saying like, I'm right about to do it right now. And then it would go days. And so I said, like, I think our communication needs to be better because I would rather just do this rather than you tell me that you're going to help and then it goes days.
Yeah, and I was doing my usual thing where I don't want to let you see me bleed ever.
Mm-hmm.
And I have had a fucking hell of a neck thing but it's much better right now.
Yeah, and so that's where when he explained that, I was like, well, I just wish the communication was
better. Yeah. And that was all completely on me.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, I'm going to do it. And like, my intentions are to do it. And then I'm just like, you know,
can't do it.
I'm like jumping in the shower real quick to like try to put hot water on the back of my neck and like loosen my neck muscles.
Yeah, what's
so
been going on lately? Because like my neck too is. Like...
I need a new pillow. I think straight up, I think I need a new pillow. So
you
shout
think
out.
That's it.
I don't know what it is, but maybe.
Shout out to pillows. Shout out to pillows. Pillow sponsors.
Please hit us up. But no, see, that's another way, like where it's like, you know, if you own your shit, if you can own your shit and you can just go, hey, look, I'm sorry, this is why I was a stupid fuck.
Yeah.
But you're not going like, this is my excuse.
Yeah.
You're just going like, I'm sorry, this is why I was being log jammed by myself.
Yeah.
And I wasn't just willing to admit to you that I needed help because I was just being a stubborn
the
fuck.
The stubbornness, yeah.
Right.
And then we go, okay, yay.
Exactly.
We'll work on that. And I love you.
Exactly. Okay, yeah, another gimme. Sorry, folks. I cannot imagine another person making me as happy as my spouse does. I mean, give me a fucking break.
Maybe another cat, though. Franks. Wait, Franks is almost there.
I love this one. I will always feel a strong responsibility for my spouse. It's a 9.
Oh, we stumbled on this one last year because I'm like, I don't know, a responsibility for you. What is
I 100%
that? I get that you to me because
yeah.
you do feel.
That's my love
language,
though.
Yeah, it is.
I don't need you to do shit for me. I don't want you to do shit for me.
So like a responsibility.
I am your rock and I am my rock.
I mean, look, I'm never going to let Steve fall. Like, I know there are things that are definitely like he's just not strong at, like, when we moved here and like getting a new health insurance and getting driver's license appointments and getting our registration, like that's all shit that I had to figure out because it's like the managerial stuff of our relationship, our marriage as like a business, as like a entity.
Yeah.
Like getting all of that figured out so our household can run. I definitely feel a responsibility that if I don't do it, I'm responsible for us in that regard.
Little nitpick of a note on that.
Not that you can't do it.
Of course I can, but
yeah.
You do not delegate, and you know it.
I don't.
It's your worst quality.
Yeah.
You don't
delegate. Because, like,
so if you have a list of things you need to get done, you're just put it all on yourself.
But I'm scared that if you say you're going to help me, that's going to take days, and I'd rather get it all done.
Yeah, but it does take days to get a DMV.
Well, that does, but like I'm talking about setting the appointments and stuff, and
but
like
I actually did that when we moved here.
Yeah, if I really stress it to you, you will do it.
Yeah.
But
correct.
If I,
thank you.
You know, it's still, I'm still the, I still feel a responsibility for you. Like if you don't get your license, I feel still responsible as a partner.
Yeah.
You know?
Fair. Yeah, I feel this. I mean, when it comes to you, it's like, dude, if Nikki is, if there's a ticking clock, which you know what I mean by that.
Mm-hmm.
Like if you need something,
there's
like
a deadline.
Food.
Yeah.
For example.
Oh, those ticking clocks. Yeah.
Caffeine. Right?
Yeah.
Something that's on the front of your mind. And if there's a ticking clock on it, or like you lit the match and like it's coming down to your fingers, that's on me. It's 100% on me. I just to fix it, just to make, to disarm the bomb so that you don't have to worry about it.
Yeah. You will step in and do that.
Every time.
Yeah, absolutely. All right. We're going to go to a quick break. When we come back, we're going to see if like we want to stay together.
So far, we're split.
Yeah, I mean, we're not through the survey, so we don't know.
So we'll
anything can happen at any time. You don't know us.
It's because we're only halfway through the survey, so we're completely split.
We don't know.
So we will be
RB. It's a cliffhanger. BRB.
Buy whatever toy to buy. Thank you.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience, and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions, and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish, or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey, thanks for listening to our podcast. We just want to take a break to tell you to, like, thanks for listening to our podcast. And if you want to rate it, that would be really awesome for us.
Like, listen, we're on break. We're not talking to you like podcast hosts right now. We're just talking to you like people.
As a friend.
And we just want to say, please rate the show because it helps out huge amounts.
Like, we're not desperate. We're, like, kind of desperate.
We're giving shout outs right now to all the people who are giving it ratings. So huge shout out right now to Brian Jorgensen. That was sick of you, dude. Thank you. God bless. Huge shout out right now to Mark W. in Springfield, Connecticut.
Back to our podcast.
Jenny Blake.
Hey, back to our podcast.
In Tuscany,
and
Florida.
Back to our podcast.
God bless you. Thank you.
Steven.
Cute. Thank you for supporting the show. And we are back.
We're back. And we're still deciding if we should do marriage for another year.
We might flip a coin. But it hasn't come to that yet.
So far, we've given ourselves pretty good scores, though.
So far.
So far.
But you it's always easy.
The romance was a six, though.
Yeah, that's not good. That's not good.
Slipping.
Not good. Okay, next question comes from...
We were supposed to get bikes in April, but we haven't.
We both know why we didn't get bikes.
I know we do. We were on the same page about it.
Exactly.
But it was going to be pretty romantic.
It's... Look.
It'll be romantic when it happens.
Hey, look, we didn't need the bikes to go to the lake the other day, and that was great.
We didn't need the bikes. We don't need your stinking bikes.
Your stupid freaking bikes. Next one. I feel I can really trust my spouse.
I'm like a four.
Yeah, I would say a one. My relationship with my spouse is very passionate.
We just skip it?
Yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Whatever.
Yeah. It's a stupid one.
It's a stupid one. Nine. My relationship with my spouse is very passionate.
Yeah.
I'm going to say nine.
Yeah.
There's something about this chick. There's something about this stupid bitch. Where if it's me and her and there's nothing else going on and nobody's stressed out or nothing, it's just me and her, I swear, it, like, the buzz that you feel when you're first dating somebody is there.
When we kiss, all those butterflies are still there.
I get the butterflies. Yeah. I get the, like,
it really is. We're
tingly's.
Not even saying that. Like,
I'm not even bullshitting.
I really feel that
it's
every
insane.
Time we kiss. There's a passion. There's a spark. A chemistry.
And when I hear people say they
a
lost
passion.
That, and, like, you know how in the beginning, like, and I'm like, oh, I got that still.
I know. That's what bums me out when I read articles from so-called relationship experts that say, like, you know, you're lying to yourself if you think it's this, if the spark's going to last forever, or that, like, it's not feasible for it to last a long time. And I'm like, I don't
it
know.
Is.
I don't
it
know,
is.
Man.
It is.
Maybe did we just find the one in a million? I don't know. Like, or maybe people
or maybe
have
we,
chemistry.
Or maybe they have chemistry, and maybe we structured our relationship in a way that we didn't become roommates.
Exactly. And we never allowed the resentment to build. That's honestly one of, I think I'm a big believer now that that's one of the key components of maintaining passion. If you ever had passion, like, to maintain it is never building resentment. Because if I had resentment for this person, like, I wouldn't fucking feel butterflies.
No.
Like, resentment kills passion.
Yes.
So if you don't have good conflict resolution and you slowly build resentment over time, then yeah, it's not feasible to keep the passion going. But I do feel like that is why.
Me too.
Because there's a huge mystery surrounding bathroom activities, and we don't let resentment build ever.
Also, that's such a good combo, but looking outside of our relationship at other relationships.
Yeah.
Even just, like, you know, like, seeing clips on, like, the tubes or whatever, I'll see, like, Tom Segura talking with his wife.
Yeah.
And, like, he's, like, you know, it's funny because they're comedians, right? They're both comedians. But like, he is being dead serious when he says like, hey, don't fart around me, it's not hot. And she like starts laughing, and like, you can, I could just see him sink there in his seat, and he's just like being serious.
Yeah.
And she's like talking about ripping ass after that. And then like, he's just like, yeah, this is what kills me. This is what kills me.
Although he has a whole bit about his explosive diarrhea, but that's for a bit.
Different, right? For bits, yeah. Right? Like at home, how is it, right? Like how many bits do we do, right?
Yeah.
Like bits are different, but yeah, like I just think that it's such a understated thing that all these couples fall for, where it's like, well, that's my best friend. Of course I could take a shit in front of him or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
Huge mistake.
Huge mistake.
Mistake city.
Hey, he converted me. I used to think the same way because I was raised in that environment where it's like, I mean, you know, I was raised in that environment because my parents come over here and they fart all over the place.
You're raised in the American military, bro. Yeah.
So like, I did always think, oh yeah, once you get comfortable enough, you fart around each other. That's really normal. But Steve was the first one to enforce this rule in a relationship. And I gotta say, I
taped her butt cheeks together so she couldn't.
I've never, well, I don't fart, so you're lucky. But I've never lost that passion.
I'm telling you. I'm telling you, if you don't slip and you don't become roommates,
yeah,
it just really keeps that connection. And like, I don't get it, right? So everyone does this shit. Like on the first date, are you not your best behavior? And like on your best behavior and shit, you're not ripping ass and doing all this stuff. But aren't you being inauthentic then? Aren't you being like full of shit and blah, 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 blah? No, you're just like presenting yourself the like best way.
If you don't take your pants off and pop a squat and pee right in front of your spouse, are you not being authentic? Because
I'm telling you.
Like, no, like obviously you would do that in a bathroom. So anything that you would normally do in a bathroom, just do it in the bathroom.
Just fucking leave it alone. These people can't seem to understand it. I don't understand
it. But I do think that even if you didn't fart in front of me and there was resentment that built, I don't think the passion would be there.
That's 100% true. Yeah. I mean, we're doing the both at the same time.
The bothies at the same time.
But man, is it important, I think, folks. All I can do is sit here and tell you, me and Nikki both passed lie detector test about
it's
having
anecdotal,
the butterflies.
But yeah,
but we have the butterflies. We can both feel them. It's crazy.
So
we're 10 years into our relationship.
We're trying to derive what it is that kept it, the passion going when everyone says it disappears, so that we can pass it on to
you,
other listeners, so that maybe they can keep their passion going. And the key components that I have found are Steve Green theory and the not letting resentment build.
Amen.
Like resentment is like if you have a piece of paper and you crumple it up. Even after you iron it back out, those wrinkles are still there. And so it's just like it's hard to take things back if they build over time.
Exactly. Okay. Next question is, by the way.
What?
That was dead on the money. I think we just gave some people bomb advice, banger advice, dare I say.
You're welcome.
Dare I say.
I really, truly, from the bottom of my heart, wish that everybody could find this type of love, and I know that they can if they just don't block themselves off from, like, by settling or falling for these norms, because a lot of the shit that I've heard all my life just isn't fucking true, and we're stubborn enough to believe that another way exists.
Damn right.
I think is really our stubbornness, like
100%
made us get.
We're both so stubborn, we refuse to fall for the social norm bullshit, and we created something incredible out of it. Go figure.
Go figure.
Okay, next question. This is the big one.
Uh-huh.
It's the moment of truth.
Okay.
I plan to continue my relationship with my spouse.
Do I have to answer today?
I'm afraid you do.
Okay, yeah.
I think we're both sixes on this.
Yeah. I think, well, I'm a 6.5.
Okay, yeah.
That's the ender question?
No, it's not the last one, but this is like the big one.
All right.
No, it's not the last one.
Yeah, I give it a 9. It's
eight
a toughie.
For me.
It's
for
a toughie,
me.
Yeah. What do I got to do to make it a 9?
We'll talk about it after the show.
Okay.
It's sex rated. Okay.
Sex rated.
Sex rated. Hell yeah, let's go. Hey, let's go. Okay, 9, obviously. Holy shit. Next one is, I feel that my spouse really understands me. 9.
Yeah, 9.
9.
I think nobody
understands me more.
Exactly. I don't know a single person that understands me more than you.
Although my favorite thing, look, your mother loves you and she should.
I love her.
I know Nikki so much better than you, Darcy. You need to fucking chill. All right, you need to chill.
Who won that? There was a video I did on my channel, this channel.
Who knows Nikki better?
Yeah. Who won?
I
think
won.
You won.
I won.
Yeah.
Of course I did. What are you talking about?
What are you talking about?
Look, I know everything about you. And yeah, we both had to deal with the same thing because you're throwing tantrums apparently while you're growing up and stuff.
Yeah.
But I know you, the you that is, not the you that was.
Yeah.
So therefore I beat you, Darcy. And yes, I'm very competitive. Okay.
Yeah, you know me in my final, in my full form.
Exactly. Okay, the next one is, okay, this is not terrible.
Okay, I like that. It got me hooked.
I have confidence in the stability of my relationship with my spouse.
Oh, yeah, 9.
Yeah, it's a 9. Okay, now we're going to get to like the...
If there's no 10s, don't you kind of get complacency with a 9?
Yeah, you do. Eventually.
So 8.
Maybe we'll do 10s next year. 8. Okay, now we're getting to the meat of it, right? We'll get to some meat now.
Yeah.
List your 3 biggest needs and how can I fulfill them?
How is that middle one not the last question of like, will you continue a relationship? Because if you answer low on that one, how do you even get through the rest of the test?
But so wait, what was this? How we structured it last time?
Sorry,
couple of years.
What was the this
list?
One
your 3 biggest needs and how can I fulfill them?
Oh, ooh,
Yeah.
My biggest needs.
Yeah.
I mean,
my biggest needs have nothing to do with you.
Exactly, Steve. Well, they do have to do. I mean, do you provide unconditional love.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a huge need. Like, that's a top need for every person.
Okay, fair.
And to be loved unconditionally. And I do feel like having a stable source of unconditional love where it's like, I don't feel like if I make a mistake or I stumble or whatever, you're not going to love me, you know?
Never.
Exactly. And so there's just like, there's an unconditional love there. Also like.
It's cause this is, again, we sound like we're in Elysium and we're explaining like, you know.
What's Elysium?
Oh, remember that? It's like a space station where all the rich people live.
Oh.
And it's like, if you're not in Elysium, you wouldn't understand.
Mm.
But it's like, I just, sometimes, it's just because we figured this out so well.
Yeah.
We have a good bedrock.
Like we want to dissect it and give it to some other people.
Yeah, help other people understand. But it really truly is just something where, you know, I am not at all ever insecure about you and me, ever.
Yeah.
And so because of that, so many things are possible.
Mm-hmm.
Like I don't ever think about like, what if Nikki like, oh, she has a crush on somebody or whatever. Like I never think about that.
Those aren't needs though.
No, but I'm just saying like, there's nothing that...
I don't have any unmet needs.
Exactly. There's no like, there's no reason for me to look outside of our relationship.
Right.
So
yeah.
So it's just like, I just feel spoiled like that because I know so many people do feel like
right.
that.
Right, that's true. in fact, not only that, but Steve just gets better every year. Like he has... been cooking this year, like, and making good food, which I always made fun of before. So
big
I'm a
time.
Little bummed because I don't get to make fun of it anymore.
Good.
Like I used to
change your hack
have a
lines.
Running joke, yeah, because literally every time he was cooking, I'd have to leave the room because the entire place would smell like
burning.
Tabasco, yeah. And it would infiltrate your nostrils, and you couldn't get that out, and my eyes would just get watery. It was just a bad time. Like it was never. I don't know how someone would consume that food and like,
well, I'm still alive
and eat it in their mouths. But yeah, that
like
he would do
spicy.
That. Sure. But he would like fill the whole room with it. It was like Tabasco soup every night was what he was eating.
Yeah.
And this year he started making like actual food that Nikki's can eat. And Nikki's have been really enjoying it. He makes me eggs and toast in the morning.
Mm-hmm.
He makes me spaghetti.
Mm-hmm.
He makes vegan tacos. We have taco night like once a week.
Yep.
So yeah, there's
at
like
least
some
once a week.
There's some romance there.
Yep. I make your mom's vegan tortellini soup.
Yeah, the tortellini soup has been really good. The first time he made it was like a nice gesture, but it was kind of mushy.
Yeah.
And then like he got better and better and better. And now it's like, it's really good.
Yeah. And look, so little tip on that, like from my, you know, I don't know what you call it. like, why did I do that? Or why am I doing this?
Yeah.
It's because at the beginning of every year, I promised Nikki when we got married, I said, you know, I promise that I will take care of you, not because you need to be taken care of, but because I need to take care of you.
It's in our vows.
It's in our vows. And that is so important to me, like utterly important to me, that I, every year around New Year's, I'm like, what can I do for her this year that will up my game a little bit?
That's sweet.
Yeah, it's true. And I you know, we're not just talking about it. Like, I intend to do that. Yeah. I implement it every year.
Yeah, he does. I'm not going to lie. Because before we got married, when people used to make the argument that's like, why do you even need marriage? Because like, if you live with each other and you're serious in a relationship, like, what difference does a piece of paper make? And I would agree. I've never really put a lot of emphasis on marriage or weddings, or I always wanted to get married because both of our parents are married, and so it, like, we were raised in those environments, and so maybe it's a social thing, I don't know, but I didn't truly think it would change our relationship at all. Like, I really thought everything was pretty much gonna stay the same, but it didn't. Every year since getting married, it has been stronger and stronger and stronger. Legit. And like, it even like just right after getting married, it felt like, I don't know how to explain it other than, like, it really feels like you unify into, like, one team.
We're a family.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And we're a family, and you feel it.
You feel it.
And so...
Anthony said the same thing to me recently.
Yeah.
Like, and he loves that he feels like a family with Nina.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Like, this is my home. This is my family.
Yeah.
You don't ever feel like this person could just break up with you one day, you know?
Yeah, no.
Like, it really just feels like, this is my home, my family.
Yes.
This is strong. It's very strong. And so each year it's just gotten better. And I feel a lot of that is just due to feeling like, I love my family. I'm grateful for my family. What can I do better with my family? Like, exactly. As opposed to, oh yeah, I'm dating this girl. Or like,
yeah, for sure.
It's my boyfriend.
Yep.
Yeah, I don't have a third need. I don't have a third need. I mean, I guess sex is like a third need, but yeah. I feel very, needs have been met.
Same.
Needs are met.
Yeah, my three biggest needs, I will, I don't want Nikki to do anything for me. If she has to do anything for me, I feel lesser then.
That's true. To a detrimental, like a,
yeah,
to his own detriment. Like, yeah, I want to help,
I will not complain about anything. And I'm very self-aware. I'm not saying like, oh, I'm better for this. It's just how I am. It's like my reflex. Like, I come from a family of like military people who don't share their feelings very much. But I'm very good at like knocking in on feelings and stuff because of that, I think. But it's very hard for me to go like, hey, I need something from somebody. I'll never fucking do it ever. And actually, our friend Katie recently told me she's the same exact way.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been so very, very uncomfortable because she's had to ask me for so many things.
Oh,
because we're neighbors.
Yeah, I'm like, we love to help out.
We love to help out. We're neighbors. That's what you do. You're a neighbor.
Mm-hmm.
But like,
that makes sense because you are like that.
And that's what I'm saying. I totally got what she was saying. Like, I totally understood what she was getting at, because I'm like, yeah, I am exactly that way.
Yeah.
Like, I don't want to bother anybody.
Mm-hmm.
But like, you know, it just depends too, because like our other neighbor, Ryan,
mm-hmm.
I'll bug him for anything. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, I'll just bug him. I don't care. Hey, you got to come home with this shit.
That's kind of your bond, though.
Yeah, it kind of is. Yeah. I don't know. It's funny. We have an interesting shorthand there, too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but yeah, no, it's a good thing to see from another person, and I can relate to that and go like, mm-hmm. okay, yeah, it's not, she didn't get raised in a military family. Some people are just like this.
Yeah.
So. I'm not proud of it.
Well, like you said about me, like, I don't delegate because I feel like I don't want to bother anyone. Or,
yes.
And also, I'm kind of like perfectionist-y about things, and I don't want to feel like this person helped me and I'm criticizing their help, you know?
But so that's why you could never hire even editors.
I know, it's hard.
Which is wild.
Yeah.
Because you do have to like let go sometimes and just let somebody come in and help you a little bit. And it's not going to be exactly what you want, but if you can guide them over a process, and through a period of time and through a process, you can actually get results that you're looking for. But Nikki is not like that. And so we do have to still raise our Nikkis out there. Very important.
Well, that's why I would never ask Steve to make me food, but he makes it and I appreciate it.
I know you wouldn't ask. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
I just want to know when you're hungry so I can get it done.
Yeah.
And I love it, folks. I love it.
No, he
does. I love making stuff for this chick. I love surprising her. It's my favorite thing in the world, surprising this chick. Yeah, so even though we haven't got to do date nights, I think there's quite a bit of an undercurrent of...
Yeah, I wouldn't say that's a need that's been unmet. Like,
no.
We didn't have that need last year at all.
Legit.
Yeah.
Exactly. Okay, what kinds of things do I do that annoy you? And what kinds of behaviors do you think I should stop or modify?
I don't think you need to change a damn thing.
Let's go.
But I will say that Drunk Steve is... a little annoying.
So yeah, not because he can't say he's drunk, Steve.
Yeah, and he gets mad. Lately, he's been getting mad at me for saying that he's drunk. And even though I'm just like, I don't care. Like, I'm not like coming down on him, but he will get mad at me for even saying it.
Yeah, on Halloween.
Halloween was a big one.
I was like fucking
wasted. And he was so mad at me for even saying he was drugged.
Which is insane because I was gone.
Yeah. He's like, actually, I'm not. Actually. And he always says actually 1,000 times.
It's so
actually,
insane.
I'm not. Actually, I am literally actually not.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not.
It's
actually.
Dumb. That guy's dumb.
Yeah. So.
And the next day, I was like, I'm fucking sorry.
He's also a liar. Like, he just lies about random things. So, okay, here's Drunk Steve, and I think he's adorable.
Yeah.
But except for the fact that he gets mad and wants to, argue with me about it. He must pick fights. They're like,
own it.
It's like a child.
Yeah.
So, like, Drunk Steve will say sentences in a cadence that sounds normal, but the words don't make sense. So, like,
that's
someone.
That's also Tired Steve, by the way.
Yeah, Tired Steve will do this too. Yeah. So, someone will be like, so Steve, like, what do you got? What are you working on right now? And he'll be like, you know, the bumblebee is always in the bush when you got him. And I don't know what with the hammer nails.
And then when somebody's like confused looking, I'm like, you don't know.
Are you dumb? Like that.
Like, are you dumb?
And then I go, he's drunk. And he goes, actually, I'm not. Actually, I'm not.
I can take apart and rebuild a computer.
Yeah, seriously, I'm not. So seriously, don't say that. Like, seriously.
It's hilarious.
I'm actually not. He's so dumb.
Yeah.
And like, he's lied about so many things before where I go, did you do this? He goes, yeah, like I did that. And yeah, why would you even ask?
Why would you ask
me that? And then the next day he's like, yeah, I didn't do that. I didn't take out the trash.
I knew that I was lying to you. Yeah. I own it all the next
day.
Yeah,
he does. But he's just so annoying. And even if I say that to him too, if I go, you're drunk and I don't want to talk to you right now. We'll talk in the morning. He just gets really pissed. He gets so mad.
It's a fact. Folks, look, when you're having a great time on Halloween and when you're killing it socially,
when you're killing it socially,
just say no to shots. Cause you know that I was killing it so hard.
Yeah.
Everyone's like, we got to do shots with Steve. And then after that, I was like, God damn it, dude. If I just didn't do that, I'd have been fine. I was just killing the room.
I know. And then on the Uber home, he was like, that girl was into me cause I'm tall. I'm like, okay, baby, I love you.
Such an idiot. By the way, that is like baseline.
I would never say that.
But also, that's so baseline. Like, someone likes you because you're tall. It's like the most.
That's
fucking,
why I was just like, okay.
It's like, okay, dude, cute. What a fucking Casanova.
Yeah.
Nikki's most annoying things.
Nikki's
a very annoying person.
I can make a whole video on it.
Yeah, Nikki's a very annoying. I could do like
a whole podcast about it.
Nikki's a very annoying human being.
Yeah. Obnoxious is really what
correct.
Like to go.
Obnoxious.
Yeah.
Sometimes she says the same thing 10 times in a row.
It's because it's like.
And I'm like, I got it.
The thing
I got
didn't,
it the first time.
It didn't get resolved. Like, I still have to pee, or I'm still cold.
Yeah.
Or I'm still hungry.
Yeah. I'll never forget being with Nikki in 2012 in New York City. I surprised her, taking her to this live Eminem concert.
Mm-hmm.
Afterwards, it's like subarctic New York. She's wearing this hot little black dress.
In heels,
and we're in New York City. And she's just like, I'm cold. Like you have a toddler.
Yeah.
And well, that quality has not changed.
I'll tell you, when I need something, that's all I think about.
That's all she thinks about. If we leave the house... and there's no water in the car, but she's thirsty. She's like, I'm thirsty.
What's crazy is I cannot handle minor inconveniences, like little minor things, like things that are inconsequential. They're really not a big deal at all. But big things, like if big chaotic things happen, like we miss our flight. Like I've missed a flight before, and you would think that if she can't handle even like minor inconveniences, she's gonna freak out on this.
That's true.
Like if it's a You're big reasonable. Thing, I'm so fucking chill and calm. Like get through this fucking storm. You know,
got it out.
Yeah, just like nose to the ground. I don't know what analogies. I don't know what sentences.
I agree with you.
But you know what I'm saying? Like little, it's like a paper cut, I will scream and cry. But like you gash my hand or something and I'm like, keep it together.
Yeah.
Keep it together.
Yeah, it is weird how you work.
Yeah.
But I wouldn't change a thing about it.
Like when you had kidney stones in Costa Rica.
Oh, she was the most badass bitch
buckle
ever.
Buckle down, we're fucking handling it.
Yep. Insane.
There's no like.
I was immobilized and just bitches like going all over the town.
Like, we're going to handle this.
It was crazy.
I didn't get emotional. I just like.
You didn't get a vacation either.
I didn't care. It was like, I've been given a new responsibility and it's bigger than me.
I agree.
But if it's like a little chilly, like if it goes a little below 65 degrees, I am going to bitch about it till you don't want to have ears anymore.
Correct. Okay. Next question. Why do you love me and when did you feel the most loved by me?
Oh, I feel the most loved by you every single day.
You too.
Why do I love you? I don't fucking know. Like,
same.
I didn't choose this.
Same.
I don't get to choose.
I got forced into it.
I honestly...
Because I like that butt.
When an honest answer, though, is like, I remember when I was single... we're both serial monogamous, so this was a rare window of time where I was single after my last breakup, and I wanted to really put thought into, like, if I was going to date somebody again, because I was having a blast being single for the first time in my adult life ever, and I was reading a journal from my previous breakup before this breakup. And it was the same problems. It was like the same patterns of the same guy, same problems, same patterns. And I'm like, I need to break a pattern. And I think that's a great self-awareness that I had at the time. But I was recognizing that I fall for a very specific type of guy or like specific traits in a guy that usually is, I need to help. Like, they're great, but I can fix this. Like there's like a thing I need to fix and like, it's pretty toxic, but I'll put up with it because they don't mean it. Like they don't mean it. Like they're actually like really good people. And like, I just need to fix one thing. So I listed all these like things I won't stand for anymore, like non-negotiables. Like, doesn't matter how funny they are, doesn't matter how attracted I am to them, like I'm just not gonna do this. And then I listed all the things that I wanted in a relationship, and honestly, when I saw the way that you treated your girlfriend, I was like, I want that. Like, I've never seen a guy treat his girlfriend so well, and that was like really. Like, you were kind, you were thoughtful, you anticipated her needs, just like you do for me now. But like, you, like, I watched you anticipate her needs, and not just her needs, but also anyone. Like, she had a birthday party one time, and like, you were greeting everybody and immediately were like, hey, did you need me to take your shoes and put them in a locker? It was a skating rink. Yeah. So you like took my shoes that I was like, they're pretty gross shoes. And I was kind of weird.
I'm kidding. I don't remember.
No, I know you wouldn't. But you like went and put them and took them in the locker. You were doing a good job hosting, like taking care of people. And you still do that. And it makes me really, I just really love that about you. I think that you're really good at taking care of people regardless of who they are. Like, you could be really close to them or like not that close to them, and you're still like taking care of them if they're in your space. And
oh, I thank my mother for that.
You're just really thoughtful.
I feel very guilty if I don't.
Yeah.
And I probably have like this weird, like twisted sexism about me where I just can't watch women lift things and be comfortable
or walk to a car alone. Like, that was something my mom and dad always told me. Like, it never let a Never date a guy if he lets you walk alone to your car or home or Agreed. Whatever. And my ex, like when we first, like our first date, like we walked to a restaurant and he made me walk home by myself.
That's a yikes.
Like walk home. So yeah, it was a change up that even you not dating me, just as a friend, you mm-hmm. and you still do this to all of our girlfriends too, like our current friends who are girls, mm-hmm. you walk them to their car like you don't let them like walk alone. And I think that's really cool. And I just think you always try to understand people, even if you disagree with them. You're very patient. I could do a whole podcast series on all the things I love about Steve. So after you listen to the one about all of things he is annoyed with about me.
No, please. I wouldn't change anything about you. I'm just kidding. Dude, friends, if you have Nikki in your corner, and there are real world examples of this, people whose lives have been literally changed by this woman. If she has your back, you can't have a better ally in the world. As crumbly as she is, as made of sand as she is, and yes, tomorrow she will wake up and crumble to the fucking floor, mm-hmm. and mm-hmm. the wind will blow her away. Mm-hmm. But I promise you, the next day she wakes up, she's back. And yes, she quit everything the day prior, but she's back because she never really quits anything. She has fleeting moments like everyone does. And what I like to call it is, I like to call it her twisted process, where Nikki, for some reason, her process is determination, then questioning, and then she convinces herself that she can't do it anymore and she's quitting it. And then she wakes up the next day and she's like, nah, fuck that. I'm not quitting. And she never actually does. Yes. And she goes harder, and the momentum builds and builds and builds on this process every time. And so, yes, the lows are lower every time, but the highs are higher every time. And it's part of her twisted fucking ass process, and she just gets shit done. But this bitch will have your back to the hilt against any force, any winds, anybody. Nobody can talk shit about you to her. She'll have your back. I remember early when you did that for me. Mm-hmm. There's a guy who's talking shit on me, and Nikki wouldn't even like you just sat down at a dinner and you just want to have a comfortable dinner.
Yeah.
But this guy's talking shit on me, and she just fucking sniped his ass the whole time, was blowing his fucking ass up the whole time. And
I don't entertain it. Yeah.
I can't handle people who don't do that.
Yeah.
You know, people who do the comfortable thing. I never got on with the comfortable
people. I mean, I've done the comfortable thing before, and like, if it's like a situation where I might be put in danger if like, you know, or
but
something
this is
like
about
that.
Your guy, and yeah. You wouldn't have it.
No, yeah.
And I really can't tell people how far that goes for me.
Yeah.
Because that's how I like to roll, is like I'll have your back all the way. But like meeting somebody who does that and more, and like for other people, Nikki does this for everybody, guys. Like I, you know.
Well, how are you going to like talk shit about my, at the time you were my fiance, I believe, or maybe we weren't engaged yet.
Previous
no,
to
yeah,
that,
this,
yeah,
you were just my boyfriend, yeah. But still like where does someone get off that they can just start talking shit about you? Like to my face. Like, yeah. I'm going to joke around because people think mm-hmm. like, oh, Steve's a funny guy. Like I can roast him right now, even though you're not there. Like, and it's cool because she'll probably go along with it. Yeah. Like she probably puts up with this shit too or whatever. And it's like,
well, this guy in particular had a beef with me that was unresolved. And yeah. I found out about it later. We actually ended up traveling
together.
Yeah,
you guys ended up becoming like
we're cool.
friendly. Yeah,
we're totally cool. But it was just a fascinating moment of yeah. Where I was like, oh, I didn't really realize this guy was like that way, but good to know. And the next time I saw him, I was like, hey, why are we like this? I thought we were like that.
Yeah.
And then he had to justify his positions, and I was just like, oh dude, we're cool. Like whatever you thought, I promise you, I always thought you were a square dude. So mm-hmm. Yeah, don't talk shit on me though.
Yeah.
And then we were really cool after that. Like yeah. really cool.
I remember that.
Yeah. But yeah, that's kind of
we all
goes,
went out to dinner together.
Yeah, no, yeah, in like fucking Bali.
Yeah,
it was really fun.
Yeah,
but yeah, you can't. I don't know. Thing that when I was asking you to marry me,
yeah,
I remember asking or telling my dad, I was like, I have to ask Nikki's dad, mm-hmm. and he's like, nah, you don't, because what if he says no? Mm-hmm. And I was like, well, then I want to know what the fuck's going on. What do you
yeah.
mean? What are you talking about? That's kind of the same idea there.
I would want to know even more.
Like, yeah, like, yeah, I want to just resolve it yeah. so that we can move forward. And that's kind of how I like to roll on things. And I just think that hopefully folks, you know, doing the uncomfortable thing, pushing a little bit through some of these obstacles will make things better for you in the long
run.
Yeah. And that, you know, asking Nikki's dad's permission was like a huge move, apparently.
Oh, yeah.
Because internally inside the family, they were like, that was a sick move on Steve's
part. Absolutely. Oh, that's what I'm saying. Like, you have a lot of the traditional qualities that my parents always drilled into me, like, don't ever date a guy if they don't do this. And I was like, after entering the dating world, I'm like, no guy does this. Like, no guy walks on the outside. No guy opens the doors. No guy, like, asks your dad for permission to marry you. Like, guys just don't do that anymore. No guy is, like, swooping in for the bill. Like, I didn't believe in chivalry anymore. So when you were doing all of that and without even being prompted to do any of it, you just are that way. I was like, oh my God, you do exist. That's crazy.
Well,
because my dad does all those things for my mom.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
like, does. I just thought, oh, well, those traditional ways.
And my dad's the man, too. I think he was trying to be a problem solver and not like thinking about.
You didn't want obstacles in your way.
Yeah, not thinking about the longevity of this relationship I was going to have with this guy for the next, like, however long.
Yeah.
You know.
Longevity, even?
Yeah, exactly. And respect, really.
Yeah.
For me, it's respect. But also, yeah, folks, like, you know, Nikki is truly like the one person you could ever have in your corner where you could bet everything in the house on it and it's gonna hit, right? Like, it's just like a no question, no brainer thing. And I never had a chick like that ever in my life. Mm. I never had a chick where I knew that. Like, I always had a chick where I found out later on they were talking shit somehow about something. Like something nitpicky or whatever.
Yeah.
But just knowing they were doing that behind my back when they're my person, and I would never do that.
Yeah.
And I remember when, you know, me and a particular ex broke up, and my friends were like, you never said one bad word about
it.
Yeah. And that's just how I am, dude. I'm a ride or die ass bitch. It's not like I had nothing to say. It's just that I'm not going to fucking dime out my chick.
Yeah, because why would
you? Right.
That's what I never understood about it. Because, I heard a lot of stuff from said ex and about you, like, which wasn't true, but it painted a completely different picture of you than I thought until I got to actually know you.
Well, you've known me for 10 years now, so hopefully you have a good
review. Known you for 13 years.
Well, you've been known me pretty intimately for 10.
Yes. I've known this man for 13 years.
Yeah.
Like, there are sketches, there's videos of us from 13 years ago.
Insane.
What?
I know, it's insane.
It's really funny.
It's a third
too.
Of our lives.
I know.
It's honestly a third of our lives.
Even more than that. Yeah.
Can you math?
Yeah, I'm not 39.
Can you math, bro?
I'm not 39, so it's more than a third of my life.
So I was pretty much right.
Can you math? Actually, I do all the math.
Yeah, she does
on
do the math. Thank God. Thank God. Thank God.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, thank you for tuning in. Overall score, 6.5. A lot of room for improvement.
It's a tough score, but hey, we're excited
I'm just
about
taking,
next year.
I'm taking the average.
It's a year
there was
for growth.
A six in there, yeah. A lot of nines. A lot of nines. But there was a six in there, so I think on average, because I'm the math person, it was a 6.5.
Okay, that's must be what it is, because I really can't do math very good.
Yeah, he doesn't do math very well. So a lot of room for growth. We'll see.
We're excited about it. Hey, next year we're going to get a big jump
on those
numbers.
Next year we'll do better.
Yeah.
I guess I'll renew, though. Because I want to see where it goes.
Okay,
I think
same.
There's a lot of potential.
Handshake? Same.
This is passionate.
Wow, that was a lot of passion. That
a lot
handshake.
Of passion, yeah.
See, what if the thing is
I feel butterflies.
We have no passion. We don't know what passion
we're
is.
Like,
we don't know what butterflies are. We don't know. We just handshake and we're like, oh, wow, I felt it.
Wow. Yeah, I think I felt something. Like a hand. I felt a hand.
I think I have acid reflux.
Okay.
All right, folks. We love you guys. Thank you so much for supporting the show.
And we'll let you know how our relationship goes.
Yeah. Check us out on Patreon. Patreon.com/sticky. Joining us on Patreon helps out the show more than you will ever know.
It does.
Number one thing you can do to help the show, besides also going to our sponsors.
And letting them know.
And also check out Crypto Corner every Tuesday night, 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time.
That's
I do
on
a
Patreon?
Show about crypto live on Patreon. It's actually the most consistent thing I've ever done at this point.
Yeah, I think so.
I have...
Besides
being married to you, yeah. Creatively, like I have never missed a Crypto Corner, and I've been doing the show for 2 years.
And they're
plus.
Long too.
They're very 2-3 hours
in depth.
It's crazy. So yeah, no. Thank you to our Patreon community. We love you guys.
And our corners.
And also, we do a free roll poker tournament every
That's
month.
Right.
We do a live sticky stream every month.
And you get these episodes a couple days early.
A day early.
Or a day.
At least a day early.
Yeah.
The video portion of the show a day early.
Check it out.
Thank you.
We will see you next week.
Bye-bye.
Peace.
Today's episode is brought to you by Angie. Angie has made it easier than ever to connect with skilled professionals to get all your jobs and projects done well. Let me tell you, there's the version of it where you try to do something at home, and then there's a version of it where you have someone help you, you watch them do it the right way, and you go, thank God I didn't try to do that myself. I have fully done things around the home that I think look good, and then a bang in the night, and I wake up to a shelf collapsing, a painting falling off the wall. Like, it, I've seen it all go south. I own a home, and I can tell you, I know how much work it can take. Whether it's everyday maintenance and repairs or making dream projects a reality, it can be hard just to know where to start. But now all you need to do is Angie that and find a skilled local pro who will deliver the quality and expertise you need. Whatever your home project, big or small, indoor or outdoor, you can Angie that and connect with skilled professionals to get the project done well. Right now, one of my wish lists is I want a bike for my condo in Milwaukee, and I would love to rig it up on a pulley in the ceiling because I have one of those like lofted ceilings, but I'm so scared to try that on my own. Angie has 20 years of home experience and they've combined it with new tools to simplify the whole process. Bring them your project online or with the Angie app. Answer a few questions and Angie can handle the rest from start to finish or help you compare quotes from multiple pros and connect instantly, which means you can take care of any home project in just a few taps. Because when it comes to getting the most out of your home, you can do this when you Angie that. Download the free Angie mobile app today or visit Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com.